Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a nice morning, isn't it? Frosty, nice, sunny. Hebrews 11. Something happened on Tuesday, and I'm going to blame you all. I got no recording. I don't know how that was. You may see me glancing down at my recorder here, and making sure that the wee needle's willowing about. And I think I did that on Tuesday, but when I got up home, there wasn't a squeak on it. Which is the first time I think that has ever happened to me. Anyway, hopefully we'll get this morning. Hebrews 11, new verse, the verse 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now, verse 28, verse 29, verse 30, and verse 31. All record four incidents, four different happenings. And when I began to look at verse 28, I saw these verses and I thought to myself, you know, there's a link there. Because I think that those four verses illustrate four very important steps in the Christian life. The first one, of course, is mentioned in verse 28, and that's the blood. What happened at the first Passover? Illustrates for us, boys and girls, how you and me get saved. We need to be under the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's pictured for us in the Passover. I want to read what we have in Exodus chapter 12, because there you have the story of the Passover, and it highlights these very matters that we want to look at quickly this morning. Exodus. Chapter 12. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. The Lord put a new beginning to the Jewish year. The Passover month became the first month of the year from then on for the Jewish people. And that's around about March-April time. That's when the Jewish year begins. And it's very significant, boys and girls, when you get under the blood of the Lamb, there's a new beginning in your life. A new beginning. How precious that truth is. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Verse 3, Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall you make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden. At all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, everything ready to go, your clothes ready on you and dressed for the journey, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. There was the ordinance of the Passover given to Israel and what it is they had to do on that great night when the Lord delivered them out of Egypt. That was the beginning of a new year for them. And as I say, what we read here in verse 28 of Hebrews 11 underscores for us that before we can start for heaven, boys and girls, we've got to get under the blood. Under the blood. We have looked in the previous verse at how it is stated that Moses forsook Egypt. He got out. But then God wants us to notice how he got out. How he got out. That's most important. So that's the subject of the verse 28. And boys and girls, I want to underline for you that deliverance from sin and from eternal wrath begins with the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. That's where it all begins. That's what our religion, the gospel religion, is all about. That's the very heart of it. The shedding of the blood of the Lamb. The Passover was a most wonderful picture of God's plan of salvation for his people. The Passover lamb and the shedding of its blood was absolutely central to deliverance from Egypt. You know, in Exodus chapter 12, we read it, the verse 5, it says, your lamb. In fact, if you look at Exodus in the opening verses, it refers to the Passover lamb in three different ways. First of all, a lamb, then the lamb, and then your lamb. Some of you here today, the Lord Jesus Christ to you is just a savior. That's all, a savior. Just someone that people talk about and sing about and call him the savior. But some of you have come a little further than that, and under the instruction of the gospel, you know that he's the savior. You know there's no one else can save. He's the savior. But then some of you here have taken the final step, and to you, he is your savior. Your savior. You have made him your. You can say with the old hymn, now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belong to me. He's my savior. Isn't it interesting that that's how the Passover lamb was referred to there by God in the book of Exodus chapter 12? A lamb, the lamb, your lamb. Is he your lamb today? Is the Lord Jesus yours today? Then notice again, coming back to Hebrews 11, verse 28, the blood of the Passover lamb sprinkled upon the doorposts, that's the sides of the door frame, and the lintel, that's the top of it, warded off, safeguarded everyone in that house from the death that struck every one of the Egyptian firstborn. The firstborn in every house in the Egyptian land that night was struck by the judgment of God. The only ones who were safe were those who were under the blood. And this is a picture, boys and girls, of how important it is to get under the blood of the Lamb. The precious blood saves us from damnation. I can't emphasize that enough. Going to church won't save you. Going to a Christian school won't save you. You need to be under the blood. You need to be under the blood. I'll quote Peter. 1 Peter in the chapter 1 and the verse 18. For as much as ye know, and I'm thankful that you're taught this and you should know it, ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, I have no doubt Peter had in his mind the Passover lamb, because the people had to choose a lamb that was without spot. And that was in the mind of Peter, as he says here, Christ was a lamb without spot, without blemish, without fault, without sin. And it's by his blood that we are redeemed. Then thirdly, coming back to verse 28, the Passover lamb was slain just before the setting of the sun. As I read Exodus 12, I noted this. I have to say I noted it for the first time. You never, never will read the Bible without learning something. And I learned, as it were, or had brought before my mind in a special way, the fact that the Passover lamb was killed just as the sun was setting. It goes on to say that that night they ate the lamb. But as the sun was setting, the lamb was slain and the blood was applied on the doorposts and upon the lintel. If the sun had set before any Israelite slew the lamb, it was too late. It wouldn't count with God. They had to slay the lamb in that dying minutes, as it were, of that day and apply the precious blood. Boys and girls, there is a day in which you can apply the precious blood to your life. If the sun of the day of opportunity sets, your chance of redemption is gone. That's why it's important to remember what it says. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The Bible speaks about a day of salvation. And like all days, it comes to an end. And if the day of salvation for you comes to an end, it's too late. You'll never be in heaven. You'll never be in heaven. Esau cried that he might enjoy the benefits of God's blessing after he had sold his inheritance to Jacob, but he cried and prayed to no avail. He had lost his opportunity. And I'm saying to you, boys and girls, if today you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Come to the Lord, receive the Savior, and be saved. I noticed something else, and I'll just mention it. It would appear to me from the record given us in Exodus chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, that they slew the lamb, put the blood upon the doorposts on the lintel, and then ate the lamb, feasted on the lamb. So the very first thing was the putting of the blood upon the doorposts and the lintel. That was the first thing. Before they began to eat the lamb, that's what they had to do. And we're back to what I said at the very beginning. The first thing we need is to be under the blood. From then on, we will feast on the lamb. The Lord Jesus is the bread of life. We feed on him. But we can only feed on him after we have received him as our Savior and are under the blood. So the picture is there in the procedures that were set forth in Exodus 12. They slew the lamb, they sprinkled the blood, and then they feasted on the flesh of the lamb. One other thing. Oh no, two other things, but two brief things. Every home not under the blood of the Passover lamb was touched with God's judgment. Isn't that what it says? Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch. Listen to me, boys and girls. That's all it takes. A touch from God can end our life. We might feel and believe ourselves to be strong and vigorous. Nothing can harm me. Just a touch from God can end it all. In fact, the matter is made even plainer on the occasion, and we'll be looking at that later, on the occasion when Egypt followed Israel through the channel of the Red Sea, and they were chasing after Israel, determined to destroy them. But it says that God looked out upon Egypt, and he brought the sea in upon them and drowned them all. He looked. That's all it took. Just the look of judgment, the look of wrath. Oh, how quickly and easily God can bring us to ruin, boys and girls. How quickly. You fear the Lord. And notice in our text that word, touch. Lest he touch. Quite literally it says, lest he put his finger upon. That's what the word touch means. Put his finger upon. And then finally, faith was the means of keeping the Passover and of being saved from the judgment that fell that night upon Egypt. Doesn't our verse say that? Through faith he kept the Passover. Do you understand that? What was the evidence of the faith of Israel that night? How did it show itself? Well, when Moses said, here's what God has said. You take a lamb, without spot, without blemish, and you keep it, making sure that it has no blemishes, and then you slay it. And you sprinkle its blood. And then you eat the flesh of it roast with fire. That's what God said. And faith showed itself when they did that. You show faith by obeying God, by believing Him and obeying Him. You believe His warnings. You believe His words of invitation to come to Christ. You believe that when He says, if you receive Christ, you've received. You believe all that. And you obey. You come to Christ. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Faith shows itself by you coming to Christ and receiving Him. And that night in Egypt, Israel showed its faith by doing what God said they should do. Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you shown faith by doing what God commands? For God has commanded all men everywhere to repent and believe. Well, have you done that? If you have not, the sun is going down, and soon it will be night, and it will be too late for you to act. Don't miss the opportunity, boys and girls. Come to Christ. Oh, you might say, but sure, I have all my life. We don't know how long our life will be. We don't know. That's why God says, come today. Today. May the Lord bless His word to your heart. May you heed it. Let's just close with a word of prayer. Our God and Father, I pray You'll apply the word to the hearts of every boy and girl here today. Speak to them, Lord. Speak with a voice that wakes the dead. Make them to hear. Bless our school. Protect it. Preserve it in these dangerous times. Protect it and every family home. Grant Thy mercy to each teacher and pupil here for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.